Now, after more than a year away due to the pandemic, Billericay Community Cinema is due to make a comeback tomorrow with a trial screening of British classic The Lavender Hill Mob. And here to tell us all about it is chairman of the committee and the person responsible for kicking off the Billericay Community Cinema. It's Adam Adshead. Hi, Adam. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Bob. How are you?
Yeah, oh, I'm very well, thank
you. It's nice to meet the wonderful Bob on his own on his own show again.
Well, that's very nice of you. You're my first guest live in the studio for about a year and a half, and it's really nice to sort of be face-to-face instead of on the telephone.
Yeah, it's nice to start to get out again, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Did you watch the football last night?
You know what?
No.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I'm okay. One of those three people in the UK that's really not into football.
Right, okay.
Well, so...
Well, do you know, the highlight for me of the night was before the match even. It was the crowd singing Sweet Caroline. It went so well. And, you know, just to see a crowd of people together singing, enjoying themselves and just having fun. And, yeah, absolutely wonderful. Anyway, we're not here to talk about the football. So let's talk about the Billericay Community Cinema. So it's all happening tomorrow. You've got your trial show. How's it all going to work?
I have no idea.
Right.
It's going to be one of those shows. No, this is the first show we've done since March last year. We're dipping our toe in the water. We can't operate out of the Billericay Library, which is where we have done so far, because it's just too small for us to socially distance.
Yeah.
I think if we socially distance in the library, we'd probably have about three people there.
Okay.
So we're going to try out in the new Chantry Centre, the new Billericay Town Council Chantry Centre. And we've got a hall there that can seat 140.
Right.
But with social distancing, we've got a guest list of 38.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a start.
It's a start, yeah. No, it's going to be very, very different because it's going to, obviously, people are going to have a lot of space in a big hall. We will obviously all be wearing masks when we're walking around. We're doing contactless payment for the first time.
Right.
So there's going to be lots of things that potentially could go wrong.
Yeah, well.
But we've got a very loyal customer base. The ones that we've got along to this very first show are some of the most regular visitors. So hopefully they'll be a bit forgiving if things don't quite go to plan. But
well, you know, I've been to the cinema and it all seems wonderfully well organised to me. You have a lot of very good volunteers there, don't you?
Oh, we do, yeah. I mean, you know, that's the great thing. That's what I really enjoy about it, is the volunteer spirit. I mean, so many people give up so much time on so many different things, not just the cinema, but it's great that people do that. And they're always walking around with a smile, so that's great.
Yeah, lovely. And you sell snacks and drinks as well, but even that has had to change a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we used to make, well, until the lockdown, we made our own popcorn. We used to sell cocktails that we'd make. So tomorrow it's going to be a bit more restrained. It's bags of pre-bought popcorn. It's cans of gin and tonic, bottles of Billericay Brewing Company beer.
Right.
So it'll be a little different, but again, we're all getting out, so...
Sure, yeah. And it'll be table service as well, I believe.
Table service, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That could catch on, you know.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, you've not seen me in my pinafore before, have you?
No, I'm not sure I want to, but there you go. So, all right, let's go back a little while. I think probably about, I don't know, 6 months ago, you got a letter?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Tell us about your letter. Got a letter from the Queen. Well, we got a number of letters and emails, which was wonderful, because it was our fifth birthday in October last year. Sadly, we weren't able to celebrate that, but I'd written to a number of people, just letting them know that it was our fifth birthday, and just asking if they could write back to our volunteers, just to, you know, to say thank you for all your efforts. And we had a wonderful letter back. The Queen apparently asked this lady who replied to us to ask me to thank you for your kind letter on behalf of the volunteers, and she was interested to learn of the cinema's nationally recognised achievements, and she sent her best wishes. So it was, you know, that was really lovely.
That's wonderful.
We had a letter back from John Barron, from the Mayor of Basildon. So, you know, Yeah. All of these things, we were going to put on display. We are going to put on display and make sure that the volunteers all get to see them and read them.
Absolutely. Well, well deserved, I think. And, you know, what a great community project it's been. And a lot of people have got a lot of pleasure out of it, I know. You mentioned a little bit earlier about the move to the Chantry Centre, which has been necessary. What are the major differences at the Chantry Centre compared to the library?
It's a much bigger space. It's a purpose-built space, so it's a huge room with 4 metre high ceilings.
Right. Yeah.
In the library, it's much more compact, much lower ceilings. I guess the library will be more of a lovely community feel, whereas the hall will be obviously a much bigger space.
Right.
But it has a number of advantages as well. The screen is actually about 3 metres. 2.5 metres above the ground, so everybody will be able to see absolutely everything.
Yeah, good.
And we could, in theory, in future, if we stayed there, run films with subtitles, foreign language films, if we wanted to.
Okay.
Which we can't currently because of sort of heads along the bottom of the screen. And it's got inbuilt projection equipment, so we don't have to carry lots of very heavy equipment up and down stairs and set it up.
So it is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's brilliant. Very good indeed. Now, your main reason for coming here is you're starting another project within the cinema, aren't you? You're introducing a new Sunday matinee. Tell us about that.
Well, the idea of the Sunday matinee is we realise that there's quite a few people that can't... come along to our Thursday evening shows or they're unable to for various reasons because they're in the evenings. People might not want to drive, might not like to be out at night. And one of the things that we really wanted to do was to get more to those people that don't really get a chance to get out, don't really have the opportunity to go out and meet people. So we thought we'd put on a Sunday matinee.
Right.
So a nice afternoon film, and we're sort of billing it as a cuppa, a slice of cake, a natter, and a film.
Sounds great. Yeah.
It's just going to be a nice relaxed afternoon. Hopefully, we can get to people that perhaps on their own, perhaps don't get out so much, and that once a month. Be able to come out and see a film with us and have a nice chat.
Yeah, yeah. So if anyone is interested in doing that, it's booking in the normal way through the website, is it?
Yeah, that's another one of the changes we're having to do at the moment. Obviously, at the moment, we can only book via the website.
Right.
We can't pick up tickets from anywhere else. But if people are interested in coming along or know someone who might be interested in coming along to a Sunday matinee, have a look at our website, which is billericycine.com/tickets. We're kicking off next month with the Glenn Miller story, which is a great film about the rise of Glenn Miller from an unemployed trombonist to achieve the heights of the big band.
One of my favourite old-time actors in there.
It's going to be... Yeah. I mean, it's got some great music. It's a great story. Don't want to give away the ending, but it's a little sad, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a good film. And we're going to do a real mix. So following that, we're going to do Military Wives, which is obviously a very recent film. We've got African Queen. We're going to do a Christmas film.
And the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society. I enjoyed that film.
Yeah, good film. I enjoyed that as well. I wasn't expecting to.
No.
But we sat down and watched it, and I thought that was a really good tale. I mean, the book itself is it was how they were going to interpret the book on the big screen was the interesting thing.
Yeah, yeah. What a title! What a title! also, just thinking back a little bit, you've been able to support Billericay Food Bank as well, haven't you? Tell us how that happened.
Well, in March, when we did our final show, which was Roman Holiday, and it was unfortunate timing because it was all kicking off in Italy at the time. We obviously had a load of tickets, a load of shows that we'd already sold tickets for.
Right.
So we went out and gave people the opportunity to either have a refund, roll the tickets on to another show, or if they wanted to donate the ticket money to the food bank.
Yeah.
And in the end, we got something like £300 worth of donations over a period of time. So for a number of weeks, we were buying about £50 worth of food, taking it to the food bank, and then that was obviously getting distributed to those that really would need it.
That's absolutely brilliant. So thanks to you, and thanks to all those people who donated.
Well, exactly.
That's
it's brilliant. All the customers that have done that, and it's brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell us a bit about what other films you've got coming up on your normal sort of Thursday nights.
Yeah. Well, we've got the Lavender Hill Mob tomorrow night, which is...
That's your trial screening.
Yeah, trial screening, eating comedy, one of my favourite genres anyway.
Yeah.
But in August, now, touch wood, things will be a bit more relaxed in August. Touch wood, we'll be able to have more people there. But we're going to do West Side Story.
Wow, yeah. So
that in the hall with the music going off should be quite good.
Yeah.
That's certainly going to give the speaker system in the Chantry Centre a good going over.
Excellent, yeah.
We're then going to do North by Northwest, which Hitchcock, is an absolutely brilliant movie, in September.
Yeah.
The Darkest Hour.
Right, yes.
Another relatively modern one, but nonetheless sort of historic in nature.
Gary Oldman, isn't it?
Yeah, the Oscar-winning Gary Oldman for that one.
I've not seen that one yet, so I should sign up for that.
I think you'll enjoy that one. Now, November is a film called Harvey.
Oh, one of my favourites. James Stewart again.
Yeah, well, don't forget the starring role, though.
Oh, well, yeah, I know.
We've got to talk about the 6-foot invisible rabbit.
I know. I must have seen that film the first time probably 30 years ago, and then saw it again about 5 years ago. And I want to see it again because it's a marvellous piece of whimsy, really, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It's a lovely, lovely feel-good sort of film.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go into Holiday Inn at Christmas. I know that's quite a way away, but talking about the C word. And then The Forbidden Planet in January, which is a fantastic sci-fi movie.
Oh, yes, yeah. I don't think I've actually seen that.
It stars Robbie the Robot, which is probably the...
I'm
sure you're now conjuring images of Robbie the Robot. I think it's one of those famous characters.
He went on to star in a TV series, didn't he?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. I remember the TV series, but I don't think I've seen the film. Well, a lot of good classics coming up there. That's excellent. So, anyway, the main point of today was to highlight the new Sunday matinee for people who might appreciate a little company on a Sunday afternoon. So give us your website address again, and we'll put that on the Phoenix FM website later on as well, and spread it all around social media for you.
Fantastic. That'd be wonderful. Yeah, it's billericycine.com/tickets.
Wonderful. Well, Adam, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about that. And we could talk all afternoon probably about other updates in Billericay, but you're specifically here for the cinema, and let's hope it's all a great success. And it's another little stage to getting back to normal. So well done.
Thank you very much indeed. And it's great to see you face to face again.
Thank you very much, Adam, and you.
Nearly didn't recognise you.
We're like a mutual appreciation society, aren't we? Anyway, thanks ever so much. Right, here's the script. Woke up this morning, can't shake the thunder.